Our scripture reading for today is found in 2 Peter. We're looking at chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world by lust. Now, for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith apply moral excellence, and your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former way. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. The word of the Lord. Please be seated. So we're ending a series today. I have thoroughly enjoyed doing the Why series with you. And there's a reason why, that we went through this series, and it kind of culminates in what I want to share with you today. Today is all about why grow, why keep growing. In some ways, it's connected to the simplicity of some of the things that we've talked about over the last 4 weeks. Simple things like prayer and community and children, giving, things that maybe some of you think, well, I've known this for a long time. I grew up in this church, or I grew up in church. I understand prayer. I understand giving. The encouragement that I have for us today is to remember that we are always growing. We are always becoming. Have you ever begun a project that you thought was going to be a simple project and turned into something much larger? Over at the house, I noticed that there was a little bit of a break in the paint, and I reached up there to, you know, scrape away a little of the bubbly part, and I said, well, I'll just patch that up. And as I put my finger right there, more of the paint started kind of crumbling away. And I thought, well, that's not good, but I'll just take that piece and I'll just patch it. I'll just cut this hole out of this crumbly plaster and I'll just put a little patch in there. That'll be great. And cut away this little part and realize that it was bigger, you know, that it was actually damp along a good section of the wall. And as I pulled away more plaster, and I saw that it was actually wet behind the wall. And as I looked down, it was wet down, and there was some drips down in the basement, but they started from the second floor. And as I investigated what was going on, I realized that the bathtub on the second floor was leaking, though I didn't know. A few months later, I have a new bathroom and a fixed little patched hole. Actually, if I'm being honest, that little hole where the paint is peeling is actually still there. I've got to fix that. But that was a project that I thought, well, all it's going to take is a little bit of paint and a little bit of spackle, and it ended up to be a massive project involving moving sewer lines and new piping and new walls and new, like, all kinds of things that I didn't expect. It was a little project that was actually a big project. Now, I had a choice. Could I have just spackled over and painted that? Oh, yeah. How many of you have actually done that? You're looking, going, ooh, this is a bigger project than I think. Let's back that up and just patch it over. I'll deal with it another time. It was tempting to do that. But if we do that with projects that look small but end up big, what we actually find ourselves doing is not doing any fixing at all. But we end up with more trouble down the line. One of the reasons why I enjoy this passage that I read to you is because as this book, this Second Peter, which is actually written quite late, written to a maturing church, a church that has been around for a while, and the author of Second Peter is writing to this church and saying, there is more to do, that you all have faith, but as you have faith, like, get better. Like, become better people. And as you become better people, be more patient people. Be more kind people. Be more generous people. Because as Peter, the author of 2 Peter, is writing and saying, there isn't just this moment where we make it as Christians, where we make it as people. Some of us might be sitting in this room going, really? I thought I became members of this church. I'm giving. I'm doing all the things that I had. I went through Sunday school. I got a certificate to prove it somewhere in a drawer. But the journey that we have with Christ is a journey that continues. Each new discovery that we celebrate leads to the next one. And sometimes the next one is more painful than the last one because growth sometimes is uncomfortable. So we come to the table today. It is always a reminder that even though we eat to our full, we find ourselves hungry again because we are designed to use and to burn the nourishment that God gives us. And so we come every single month to the table of Christ as a reminder that we need to come to the table of Christ every single day. Because as we burn off all of what God gives us in the giving and the loving that God has called us to do, we find that we have to go back for more. And God says, that's fantastic, and I'm glad that you've hit that place, but now I have something else to show you. Sometimes we resist that. We go, we don't want change. We don't want the uncomfortability of change. It's been actually a poignant experience for me in change in this past season. I have always treasured being the father of young boys. There's only two of them here. They love it when I talk about them on a Sunday morning. Yeah. I've loved being the father of young boys. My greatest joys, and anyone who really knows me can tell you, one of my favorite things in the whole world was picking up my little boys from school. And they would all come out differently. Taylor would come out bearing the weight of the world every single time he would come out of school. And we would unpack a little bit, and he would get in the truck and be like, just so happy to be done with school. Jack would burst out of the school like the school exploded and launched him out. I don't think he's ever walked out of school when he was little. He would run out of school, bursting through the doors, usually yelling, which was awesome. Calvin. I always went to the door to pick up Calvin, and every single day, my heart melted a little bit as Calvin would take my hand every single day. Without fail, well into I thought maybe he was too old to be taking my hand. But I still enjoyed it so much. And we would go on these little draggy boy adventures, you know, go into the woods or drive wherever, go into New York City and take them to weird neighborhoods and try new foods and do all kinds of new things. I loved watching Taylor develop and explore ideas and discover music, which who knew that he was going to be a musician? to watch Jack develop his art and going from comic books to filmmaking and all kinds of stuff. And Cal, one of the things that I've always told Cal is such a great conversationalist, and we used to coffee and hot chocolate every single morning because Cal would be up with me at 7:30 in the morning, and we'd have coffee and we would talk. Now, Taylor has gone on to his life. Not totally gone, but some of you who have launched kids know what I'm talking about. All those discoveries in music and in art, he's gone on to discover those things, and it's great, and I celebrate that. Jack has gone headlong into developing his own art, becoming a little filmmaker and hanging out with friends, and Cal and I still have wonderful conversation, but you know what? They're teenagers, and they all sleep. So I have coffee in the morning alone a lot. It's growth. And on top of that, we've invited a female into our little life. And that's created a brand new dynamic into our little comfortable, tidy home. She makes it tidier, admittedly. But the change has been extraordinary. And we find that we need her more than we ever realized. Change is hard, and often I think, would I go back to those days where we were all just this little cute group of four guys that were hanging out, and they would just do everything I told them to do, and they wouldn't argue with me, and now they argue with me, and you know, we push back. Last night we even had a little bit of conflict where we had to stay up late and deal with some hard things that were usually misunderstandings, and it's about growth, and growth is painful. Sometimes I'm tempted to go back. But I never want to go back, because what is ahead is so much better than what's behind. Who we are all becoming is so much better than what we were before. And if I cling to the things of the past, I will miss the good of the future. It's all fantastic. As we think about our own spiritual lives, I think about it the same way. We sometimes look back on those good old days, right? The times that we were early in our faith, or the times that we can point to in this church long ago when things were a particular way. And we resist growth. We think about those times when it was so good. And that's such dangerous thinking for us as individuals or for us as a church. It's great to look back on those things, but God in his grace is always calling us to add to our faith, to add to our goodness, to expand our life into something bigger. I had children so that I could grow them. I had children so I could spread their horizons and introduce them to all the possibilities of what they can be in the world. I've invited love into my tiny situation because it makes all of us better. And that's what spiritual growth is really all about. It's welcoming God into our lives the way that God has welcomed us into our lives. I'll close with this idea, and then let's get to the table together. In our walk with God, we are often told we are required to enter with the faith of a child, right? No one enters the kingdom of God without the faith of a little child. But if we stay there, if we never stretch beyond that faith of a child, that faith that introduces us to the kingdom of God, if we never stretch beyond it and go into the hard stuff, the stuff that is challenging, the stuff that is hard, the stuff that is pricks deep inside of our hearts, the stuff that requires loss, because all growth requires loss, right? If I'm going to become more kind, that means I'm going to have to let go of unkindness. And I'm going to be more forgiving. I have to let go of my grudges against people. It always requires loss, and loss is always painful. But Peter reminds us that as we move into maturity, that we find that God is there, that God is present, and that God will meet us right where we are and show us the path that God has always had for us. I have said this before. I think this church has its best days ahead. I really do. We've had some great days over our multiple decade history. But I think our best days are ahead. And it's because of some of the things that we've been talking about, because we're going to commit to prayer. We're going to commit to being people who give. We're going to be people who commit to the next generation, to raise them and to live in tension with them and to allow them to change us. We're going to commit to being people that are open to people on the margins, to people that aren't here. We are going to be people who seek God. And because of that, I can promise you that Wilson's glory days are still in front. And let's go there together. Thank you again for allowing this series. It's been a blast. And I want to invite all of us to come to the table together to nourish ourselves with the spiritual food of Christ.